did Bob ever shed any light on the symbolisms used in Genesis, the first book of the Bible? Did he ever tell you anything about that? Like the 7 days of creation and the fall of man and stuff like that?
He didn't speak at length on that. For that, if you want to, you ask Bhav when he comes here. Because he has written that book called The Nothing and the Everything. In that there is mention about these things. But he would say that all this is symbolic. It's not the 7 days. At that time there were no such thing as 7 days, you see. I know of only one thing. That God created the earth and rested. God created this and rested. And God created that and rested. And the day that God created women, woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Since then, neither man nor God has ever rested. That's how we boys used to tease the women while we were in what you call that school, you know, the Roman Catholic school.
First you make mistakes and then you.
Look at that.
He got it right second time.
She's very shrewd.
I didn't catch it up.
Now you are happy.
Yeah.
Now she's happy.
There's also another little stain they have on walls in the West of when God created man, she was only joking.
That's good.
Okay, now the
guy is
supposed to get
home,
right?
Yeah, what do you got?
Come on now, say something. We have been waiting for you. Say something.
I'm trying to get the guys to say something. I don't know anything.
No, but how beautiful and wonderful is this? His whole drama. Isn't it entertainment for us all? To remember it. And even joke at his cost, his creation. And he permits us that. Yeah. And it will be in his lifetime also, in his presence also, we would joke like that. Yeah. And he would enjoy it, and he'll also just put a little spice in it and all that. Yeah. Hell and heaven, you would say, heaven is nothing, it's just a state of man, state of a human being, is the experience of a human being, experience of his own state. Yeah, there's no such thing as a special compartment like hell and special compartment like heaven and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
When I started to study the New Testament after reading what Baba said, it was interesting how you can see how the words of Jesus and the apostles have been warped to mean a certain thing. And if you approach them with a fresh point of view, they don't necessarily mean that at all.
Mm.
And every time Jesus spoke of eternal fire, it was just a translator's choice to use that word eternal. And another equally valid interpretation was age-long or very long period. That, in other words, it wasn't an infinite eternal damnation. It was just a phase that the soul would go into.
Yeah.
And the translators were free to take it either way they wanted, but they chose to make it an eternal.
Made an eternal damnation.
Yeah.
God is too compassionate for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's one quote from St. Paul that really blew my mind that I had to study for a long time.
Mm.
That reminded me of so many things Baba said, where somebody was asking Paul like a whole question of rebellion against God and why the Jewish people had turned against Jesus and so forth. And, I mean, it's a long build-up to this statement that I'm going to, but the quote was, God has commended all men to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all.
Yeah.
So that the whole thing begins with God and him.
Baba would also say that.
Yeah.
Says, if you don't fall, falter. your frailties, if you don't have, how will there be any scope for my compassion to flow? Yeah. He used to tell us that. So don't worry about your faults. Don't worry about your frailties and all that. Just remember me. Hold on to me. Never have any guilt complex in you. If you continue to hold guilt complex, then you are belittling me. But no sooner there is remorse, it's my grace that you feel remorse.
Thank you, man.
And no sooner there is remorse, it's already forgiven. And forgiven to the extent that the forgiver has forgotten that he has forgiven. Yeah, he would take us to that degree.
Would he also forgive if there were no remorse? Would he also forgive?
It is expected that there should be remorse. I haven't heard that. By his grace, he can do anything. He has that. He can do that. We can do.
Yeah.
But it is expected of human beings that we should have remorse.
I was thinking of people who are not as aware.
Yeah.
Who would not be aware enough to have remorse.
That's what I said. The remorse is also given by his grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does give it when the time comes.
And when he's given, we're expected to use it.
But the calendar was not automatic. It needed my hand. Whereas the cross is automatic, it was of his own.
Thank you.
The moment you told me your question, answer was very good.
Jesus. Dying on the cross.
Yeah. No, he didn't say about dying on the cross. Jesus being crucified himself. He said that. And he would remember himself as being crucified like that. And then he said, at the time when I was Jesus, I was crucified once. But do you all realize that from the time that of my advent till the time I pass away, this body, I drop this body, I remain continuously crucified. Yeah. And then Baba would say, that do you mean to say that people remember Jesus because of the miracles that he has done? No, it's not that. People, an indelible impression on the mind of humanity is because of him being crucified. Yeah. Yeah. The Almighty God allowed himself to be crucified for the sake of his compassion. That's his say. And then you would say that, you know, there were Peter, John, Judas, Bartholomew, and so many others were there. I forget now the names also. Mark and James and others and all were there. Would they be ever remembered, just as we remember them now, had they not caught hold of Jesus, kept Jesus with them? It's because of the Eternal One that they caught hold on to. They have also become immortalized, that we remember them. So that's what he would say, that it's not on their own merits that they remember, but because they held on to him till the end, whatever the holding on, what purpose was there in his plan, but they held on to him till the end, therefore they are remembered. Because he is eternal. And it will be, they will be remembered till the very end of this creation. Yeah. Yeah.